glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, for I am gracious and merciful.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. But when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, but whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus understood these people's out of jealousy. Then he said, "He is from the power of the devil." He knows that. But Jesus is very humorous and teaching them, if the devil cuts out the devil, the kingdom cannot be strong. One thing we learn from Jesus, the devil is united against human being. So don't think that only one devil, many, many temptations against us. We have to be strong with the help of Jesus, only with him. And it's also Jesus, they have the truth. Those are not with me, against me. Now you say they're not telling the truth. It's not love. When there's no love, no God. And that's, we choose not belong to God. So we can't say, "I am Jesus, to belong to Jesus." No way. If you don't live the spirit of Jesus, you tell lie. St. Paul many times said the same thing. But in the name of Jesus, then you can do many things. But with good intentions, you can. You remember once the disciples saw a person cast out devils in the name of Jesus, and they report to Jesus, "Lord, he is not our group. He used your name, cast out devil." But Jesus then said, "Though it's not against me, is with me." So Jesus is very generous, but important. We have to live truth. We know what is truth. You don't even get any answer. Pontius Pilate, at the last judgment of Jesus, he asked, "What is truth?" He went out. He knows what truth. So we don't have to give all the excuses. "I don't know." You know. So before Jesus, always be truthful. That means to stay with his love. to treat one another. That's why Jesus asks us, love one another as I have loved you. Whatever you do to the least, I do to me. So Jesus put him in the middle of our humanity, so that we can, whatever we do, in his name, with love. Treat every person as we treat Jesus. That's what Jesus gave on the last judgment. He didn't ask what you belong to, Lutheran, Catholic, Baptist. He didn't ask for that. When I'm thirsty, you give me drink. I'm hungry, you give me eat. When I'm naked, you give me clothes. All this good to others. It's what Jesus expects. So to presume that we are Catholic and we are safe. We are all safe if we love. No matter you are Buddhist or Lutheran or whatever. Your conscience, because they trust, they say a Buddha is not a savior, but he said, with Buddha I can be a better person. So why not? Jesus didn't expect, of course, he wants everybody baptized, but if cannot yet, and he died, can you say that a Buddhist died without the grace of God? No way. Grace of God is love. Where there is love, there is truth, and that is the presence of the Lord. That's divinity. Christ on earth, just to give us this simple truth. Whatever love, that is the presence of God.